Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 15th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Terumos, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Hay. Shtei Kupois, there are two baskets of grain. Achas Shel Truma v'Achas Shel Chulin. One of Truma and one that's Chulin. Shenofla Sa Truma l'Soch Achas Mehen. And a Sa of Truma fell into one of the baskets. We don't know into which basket it fell. Did it fall into the basket of Truma, which would be fantastic, it would be great, because there's no problem. The basket of Chulin would be perfectly all right, you can eat from it. Or did it fall into the basket of Chulin, which would be a problem now, because the whole thing now is Meduma. It now is also for a non-Kohen and has to be sold to the Kohen because you can't use it, Yisrael can't have it. Says the Mishnah, Hare ani omer l'sech shel truma nafla. We can assume that it fell into the basket of truma, and that the basket of chulin will be mutter as it was before for Yisrael. Some of Farshim learn that this is a case even if the chulin doesn't have more than a saw. It doesn't even have more than a saw, which means that if the truma fell into it, it wouldn't even be bottle barov. Wouldn't even be bottle in a majority. So why are we so lenient? Because we're talking about Truma Bizman Hazeh nowadays, which is only Midrabana. If it would be Truma Shel Torah, there's no way that the Chulin would be Mutar unless there was more than a Sa'ah of Chulin there, so that even if the Sa'ah of Truma fell into it, so then the Chulin, we could say there's the majority of the mixture is still Chulin, and Minat Torah, the Truma's bottle barov. But the Chachamim required 100 times Kenegat Truma to be Mevatlet, normally. But in this situation, the Chachamim were lenient, and they said, we don't even know if it fell into the Chulin, maybe it fell into the Truma, so we can assume that. If it was Minat Torah, that is. Then you need a Sof Truma. But being that it's on Mirabonin we're talking here about, therefore it doesn't matter, even if the Chulin basket contained so little that there was even less than a Sof, even less than what the Truma fell in. When do we say this, however, that we are mati the sofik of meduma, based on the sofik of having a prohibited mixture of truma and chulin, just based on the I can assume, on the smach of ani omer? This is when the kupa, the basket that I'm going to say it fell into, will not become osa as a result. Like in our case, we say the truma fell into the truma, which is fine. So then the two baskets will be mutter. This basket of chulin will be mutter as it was before for Israel. The basket of truma will be mutter for a coin as it was before. Then I can say such a thing. But when one basket is going to be cleared at the expense of the other basket being osir, then I can't apply this principle of ani omer. I assume it fell there. So, for example, if one basket contained tevel, one contained chulin, and the truma fell into one of them. Now, it would be nice to say that it fell into the tevel because now he doesn't lose anything out. He can make the rest of the basket truma on some other tevel that he's got, and then the whole thing will be truma and give it to the kohen. That's fine. But I can't do that. I can't do that and say, and the chulin is mutter. Why? Because by saying that the truma fell into the tevel, that makes the whole thing osir now until he remedies it and fixes it up. And it doesn't make sense to say that something of tevel is osir rather than the chulin is osir, and then it won't work. I can't use this assumption to say, oh, it's all right, it fell into the tevel. The same thing will apply when one basket had tomei produce and the basket was tohar produce, and a saw of tomei produce fell into one of them. We can assume that it fell into the tomei one, or the kupa, or the basket that's already osir, or that it fell into the tomei one. Why? Because there's no in that situation it stays the same as it was before. There was tomei truma and it fell into the tomei basket of tomei truma. Or if you have a basket that's mudumas, a basket that's already got truma and chulin mixed together, and another basket that's not, and a sob truma fell into one of them, again, we can assume that the sob truma fell into the one that's already osir anyway. Basically, as long as I'm not spoiling a basket by assuming it fell into it, I can assume that it fell there. continues the Mishnah. En yodua eza hishal truma ve eza hishal chulin. What happens if I don't know which basket of truma, which basket of chulin? There were two baskets, one of truma and of chulin, and now I don't know which one is which. They're both also misofik lazorim to a person who is not a kohen. They're both also because we don't know which one is the truma. But what happens if the non-kohen ate the produce of one of them? Achal achas man. He's not a kohen. He ate one of them, and now he's thinking, oy bay, I don't know which one I ate. Maybe I ate the truma, and I'm in trouble, and have to pay back the keren, the chomish. Says the Mishnah Potter, he's exempt from chomish. From chomish, he doesn't have to pay the penalty because maybe he ate chulin after all. V'hashniyah, and the second basket, he shall treat it noigba k'truma, treat it as truma. V'chayevus b'chala, but make sure to also separate a bit of chala because it is after all a sofik. Maybe it's chulin. If it's chulin, it's chayev in chala. Dibre Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, who holds that since this kupa is a sofik chulin, sofik truma, we have to be machmir. We have to be treated with the stringency of both. Stringency of chulin, so you take chala. Stringency of truma, that you don't eat it if you're not a kohen. Rabbi Yossi says now. He says you don't have to take chala from this produce. Since you don't know which kupas of truma, which parts of chulin, it's meduma, it's also. And meduma is something that's also, because of a mixture of truma chulin, is potter from chala. Like the din of truma, of real truma, that you knew was truma, truma vada. What happens if someone else now comes and eats the second basket, from the second basket? Comes along another non-kohen, and he eats the second produce from the second basket, potter. He too is potter from paying the penalty of the chomish. Why? Because he may have eaten the chulin basket as well. And the first one might have eaten the truma. So each one, because they're asking independently of each other, therefore we say that each one, we can give him the benefit of the doubt and say he didn't. That each one didn't eat the independently. They didn't have the truma, even though I know that out of the two of them, one of them did. The Yerushalmi explained this will only work if they're actually asking in separate times, not when they're asking at the same time. Then the Rav can't give that answer. Oh, you potter and your potter at the same time. However, ochal echad es shtehen. What happens if one person, a non-kohen, ate the produce of both baskets? One of them was definitely truma. One of them was chulin, but he doesn't know which one. Well, we know that in the end of the day, he did eat now truma. But how much does he have to pay? Meshalim kiktanu shebishtayin. He has to pay the keren v'chomesh, the principal, and the fifth, which you remember the fifth always means a quarter, what we call in modern language the quarter of the principal. But he has to pay it according to the size of the smallest one. Kiktanu shebishtayin. Like the shear, the value of the basket, that of the produce of the smaller basket of the two. We are makel, we have to be lenient, we can be lenient here and say that he ate the smaller one of truma. Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous one and continues to talk about two baskets which we don't know which one is truma and which one is chulin. Nafla achas men. What happens if one of these two baskets fell, so chulin, fell into a whole lot of chulin, but the chulin didn't have 100 times the quantity of that basket? Will it be osur? Eino medamatan, says the Mishnah, that the tarubis, this whole mixture, will not be called meduma, will not be osur for a non-kohen. Maybe the chulin at one fell into it. V'hashnia, the second basket, noig bo k'truma, treat it like truma, and v'chayevas b'chala, and take chala from it. Misofik, because maybe it's chulin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, who, as we explained before, says we have to be stringent in case it's truma and stringent in case it's chulin. So take challah from it in case it's chulin. For Rabbi Yossi Poter, Rabbi Yossi says no obligation to take challah for the reason we learned before. Rabbi Yossi says that that since we don't know which one truma chulin, we say it's meduma. It's also meduma is potter from truma. Is potter from challah. Nafla shniya l'makamach. What happens if the second basket's contents emptied out into another big batch of chulin, even though there's not 100 times of it, of chulin? Ein amud amatan. It won't make them osser too. That lot of chulin won't become osser, even though he treated it like truma. Because, after all, maybe this is just chulin. and maybe the first one was Truma. However, Nofla Shtei in the Mokom Echad, if both baskets emptied out into one place, well, we know that definitely one of these baskets was Truma. So it'll definitely, you know that Truma got mixed into here for sure. Medamois Kikitana Shebishtehen says the Mishnah, it'll be Osir, and it'll cause an Isur unless there is 100 times as Echulin as much as the smaller contents of the smaller basket. If there is not even enough, then the whole thing is Medamois. But if you do have 100 times of Echulin, 100 times of Echulin, smaller basket, then the mixture will not become a duma. You only have to separate the shear of what fell in from the smaller basket, give that to the kohen, because that's called gezel kohen, otherwise you're still the kohen, and the rest of it will be cholin.